Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A nationwide test of a critical emergency alert system is underway, and it has significant implications for disaster management in India. First, let's consider the National Disaster Management Authority, or NDMA, which is conducting a nationwide test of the Cell Broadcast, or CB, emergency alert system. This system sends instant alerts to all mobile phones in a specific geographic area, and it's being tested in coordination with the Department of Telecommunications, or DOT, and mobile network operators such as Airtel, Jio, Six, and BSNL. What makes this significant is that cell broadcast technology is used in countries like the US, Japan, and South Korea, and it sends location-specific alerts during disasters, such as earthquakes, tsunamis, cyclones, and floods, without needing internet connectivity. Mobile users will receive a test alert message, and no action is required. This is a crucial aspect of disaster management, as it enables authorities to quickly disseminate critical information to the public in emergency situations. Remember this fact: the cell broadcast system is being tested nationwide, and it has the potential to revolutionize disaster management in India. Now, let's turn to another important topic, the current heatwave conditions in India. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has reported that heatwave conditions persist in West Rajasthan and parts of Punjab, Haryana, and Delhi NCR, with temperatures expected to reach 44-48°C through 5th May. Simultaneously, the IMD has issued heavy rainfall warnings for the northeast, including Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura, with isolated very heavy rainfall likely over Assam and Meghalaya during May 2nd to 3rd. What does this mean for India's climate? The simultaneous heat and rain pattern reflects India's increasingly bipolar pre-monsoon climate, a concerning trend documented in the State of the Environment, or SOE, 2026 report. This report highlights the shifting patterns of extreme weather events in India, including higher peak temperatures and intensified isolated thunderstorms in the northeast and peninsular India. Moving on to the economy, the Indian rupee continues to face depreciation pressure, currently trading near 94.50 USD, among the weakest levels in years. Analysts have begun comparing the current dynamics to India's 2013 Fragile Five period, when India was grouped with Brazil, Indonesia, South Africa, and Turkey as economies vulnerable to capital flight. The 2026 rupee weakness is driven by several factors, including Brent crude near $106 per barrel, which is pushing up the import bill, FPI outflows from Indian equities, JP Morgan's neutral downgrade, and the strength of the US dollar as a global safe haven. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, is judiciously deploying its $682 billion forex reserves to manage volatility. Note this carefully: the RBI's forex reserves are a crucial tool in managing the rupee's volatility, and their effective deployment can help mitigate the impact of external economic shocks on the Indian economy. Now, let's look at the upcoming election results. The countdown to 4th May 2026 continues, when 824 assembly seats across Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Kerala, Assam, and Puducherry will be counted. Exit polls, released on 29th April, suggest a BJP majority in Bengal, DMK retention in TN, UDF return in Kerala, and BJP's third consecutive term in Assam. Counting begins at 8 a.m. on 4th May, and trends are usually clear by 11 a.m. 12 noon. With that background in place, let's examine the implications of the UAE's OPEC strategy for India's energy security. Reports indicate that the UAE is reconsidering its OPEC strategy, with Abu Dhabi seeking greater flexibility outside the organization's production quotas. The UAE's domestic oil production capacity exceeds its OPEC quota, and this development has significant implications for India, the world's third largest oil consumer, which imports approximately 85% of its crude. Any restructuring of OPEC dynamics directly affects India's energy import strategy and the strategic petroleum reserve calculations. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The UAE's reconsideration of its OPEC strategy could lead to increased volatility in global oil markets, which could have far-reaching consequences for India's energy security and economic stability. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Disaster Management Authority, or NDMA, was established under the Disaster Management Act, 2005, with the Prime Minister as ex officio chairperson. The cell broadcast system sends instant alerts to all phones in a cell tower's range without requiring phone numbers or internet, making it a more effective and efficient system than SMS alerts. The concept of the Fragile Five was coined by Morgan Stanley in 2013 to describe Brazil, Indonesia, South Africa, India, and Turkey, economies vulnerable to capital flight during US Fed tightening. India had its worst rupee crisis between 2013-14, when the rupee fell from 53 to 68 against the USD. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember that disaster management, economic trends, and energy security are all critical aspects of the UPSC syllabus, and staying up to date with current events is essential for success. In conclusion, the nationwide test of the cell broadcast system, the ongoing heatwave conditions, the rupee's depreciation, and the UAE's OPEC strategy all have significant implications for India's disaster management, economy, and energy security. These developments highlight the complex and interconnected nature of global events and their impact on India's strategic position.